it is time to saddle up and ride like the wind. Hour number three, and we're burning daylight. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a new study backs the Enbridge project to encase its energy lines in a tunnel 100 feet beneath the Straits of Mackinac. The environmental review completed by the state of Michigan, another bit of good news for the project. Number two, Pure Michigan running out of time. The program essentially brought to an end when Governor Whitmer line item vetoed the $38 million that was supposed to be funding it this year. In the latest round of supplemental budget increases, it's not there. Probably won't be back. And number one, the question for Michigan's members of Congress today is, how do they vote after Michael Horowitz told them the whole impeachment charade began with bogus information being peddled by dishonest FBI officials all the way to the top that cost tens of millions of dollars and it proved it was all false? Page number two of the Mueller report, might I remind you, could not establish any relationship with the Trump campaign in Russia. Could not establish it, the facts aren't there. Just the facts, ma'am, and they're not there. Fair enough. Also today, the auto no-fault reality tour will continue in Grand Blanket Star Rehab, so stick around for that. But let's start with this, because even as Michael Horowitz dismembered most of the talking points and narrative from the left and the Democrats and MSNBC and the Children's News Network known as CNN, despite dismembering most of that, the House Judiciary Committee, it's going to be the scene of another major partisan clash today. Jerry Nadler and company pressing ahead with two articles of impeachment against President Trump. And I wasn't here the first part of the week. I was in Iowa. You know that. I was in Iowa, and I was talking to folks there. And I can tell you this. I just saw a poll out of Iowa from Emerson that Donald Trump would beat soundly any of the leading Democrats. And based on talking to people in Iowa, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, I believe that to be true. The folks across the country are worn out with this whole impeachment nonsense. It keeps coming to nothing. First, it was the Mueller report. Nothing. And then it was going to be this. It was going to be that. And there continues to be no meat on the bone. Then it was going to be bribery and quid pro quo with Ukraine. But that didn't happen either. No, what they came up with was obstruction of Congress. And simply put, what that means is, because the president didn't just roll over and say, okay, impeach me, he actually fought back. Pushing back against impeachment is now an impeachable offense, according to the Democrats. It's absurd. And the second being abuse of power, which is so overly broad, it doesn't mean it's meaningless or it can mean anything. It could be nothing or everything and everything in between. It's so overbroad, it's also absurd. But here's what Jerry Nadler said. He said, we cannot rely on an election to solve our problems when the president threatens the very integrity of that election, which is absurd as well. Nobody believes that the president has any impact on the election or how people vote or a way to impact it. Again, we go back to page number two of the Mueller report, could not establish. And remember, the Russians spent, what, $200,000 on Facebook ads? Vladimir Putin must be thinking, that is the best damn investment I ever made. Mm-hmm. He's got to be, if I could spend $200,000 and completely upend one of my chief nemesis, that would be kind of a fun thing to do. And in fact, I want to, while we're going down that road, how about Adam Schiff? Let's go to bite number eight. Because Adam Schiff says in order for there to be a free and fair election in 2020, we must impeach the president. Nancy made a big mistake when she put Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler in charge of any of this. It's bite number eight. Go.
The president's misconduct goes to the heart of whether we can conduct a free and fair election in 2020. It is bad enough for a candidate to invite foreign interference in our political process, but it is far more corrosive for a president to do so and to abuse his power to make it so.
Remember how in 2016, leading up to the election, when all of the news outlets and Democrats believed that Hillary Clinton was going to win in a walkaway, and how they said that if you don't accept the outcome of the election, that's un-American, that's not right, you should be ashamed of yourself, and so on and so forth. To this day, the Democrats have not accepted the outcome of the election of 2016. To this day, they have continued to attack smear, accuse, and fill in the blank with any adjective you want. They continue to attack the president, attack Republicans, attack those people that vote for him. He's a racist, misogynist. He's all of these terrible things. And yet, isn't it interesting that on the very day that the Democrats issue articles of impeachment because he is such a dire threat, a clear and present danger to the United States of America and continuing forward, they're able to come up with a deal for USMCA. You know, you would think if a guy is a clear and present danger and is a direct threat to the United States and we cannot possibly go forward with an election until we impeach him, but you want to come up with the biggest trade legislation in a generation, Donald Trump's trade legislation, by the way, that they said he couldn't accomplish to replace NAFTA. Oh, yeah, we can make a deal on that. He is just he's a threat to all of us. The republic will collapse and we'll all be dead. But, yeah, we can go ahead and do that. I mean, how absurd. For the love of Pete. It's absolutely absurd. And anyhow, let's see here. I want to just get a couple of things in before we wind through the last couple of minutes before the break here. And that is, if you're just joining the program and you didn't catch Michael Horowitz yesterday, catch this. Was there spying? Here's an exchange between Lindsey Graham and Michael Horowitz on the topic of spying and what went on with the FBI surveilling the Trump campaign. Bite number four with Lindsey Graham and Michael Horowitz. Bite four. Go.
Let's play this out. They never told Trump about the concerns. Is it fair to say there came a point to where surveilling Carter Page became unlawful?
I will let the court decide that. The court has this report and will make that decision.
Let's put it this way. If you don't have a legal foundation to surveil somebody and you keep doing it, is that bad?
Absolutely.
Is that spying?
It's illegal surveillance. It's not court-authorized
whatever surveillance.
Whatever
illegal surveillance means, they did it.
The best euphemism of the day, illegal surveillance. You call it what you want, that's spying. And then, of course, James Comey saying he was vindicated on Monday doing his victory lap. Michael Horowitz was asked directly about James Comey being vindicated. It's bite number five. Bite five. Go.
Thank you very much. And again, to your team, thank you for the service you've done to the country here. The FBI, former FBI director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay.
Don't vindicate anybody. Sorry, Jim. You're on the hook for this one. Yeah, sorry, Jim. And real quickly, bite number six from Ted Cruz, putting it all in a bow. Bite six. Go.
So the men and women at home need to know what's happening. A lawyer at the FBI creates fraudulent evidence, alters an email that is in turn used as the basis for a sworn statement to the court that the court relies on. Am I stating that accurately?
That's correct. That is what occurred.
That is what occurred. Sad, isn't it? Sad. Real quickly, make sure you get into Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. If you win, you win a Blue Line 4-in-1 nickel-plated water treatment system, a Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline, and a clean air station for air purification. Go to SteveGruber.com and sign up. You could win this prize package worth $7,500 at SteveGruber.com. Get started now. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There's one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.